Our guest is Sandra May Lee. She is a Republican political analyst and author of the new 2020 election book, Dear Donald, 4 More Years. Sandra May, why write this?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm glad to be with you. I have two books out for Dear Donald. The first one, Letters from a Loving Deplorable, and the second one, More Letters from Me. I'm still that loving deplorable, but I put the book out. It says 4 More Years. It's a little too optimistic. All kinds of confetti and balloons and happiness on the cover. And it's up on Barnes & Noble, and Amazon is giving me a hard time. I tried to do some research on Hunter Biden today, and they shut down my computer. I don't know. Somebody's mad at me. They really don't want me cheering on for Donald Trump like this, because
you know what's amazing about this?
Be against him.
You know, the stock market is up. Unemployment numbers continue to decline as more and more people go back to work. Before COVID started, which was not Donald Trump's making, we had record low unemployment. The country was booming. Who could possibly be upset in these times? It makes you wonder, who are the people who are so mad, and what are they mad at?
Michael, we are living in a time of great moral decline and political corruption. It's heartbreaking, it's shocking, it's frightening, and God bless this man, Donald Trump. Is he a perfect human being? No. But I'll tell you something, he's courageous, he's brilliant, he's energetic, he's brave, he's taking on 1,000 demons. There's a lot of evil out there, and I'm really feeling it. I'm having a hard time promoting my book. It's too pro Donald Trump. And, you know, women love Donald Trump. This is just not true that women don't like Donald Trump. Why wouldn't they like Donald Trump? We have children. We care about our children. We care about our country. I don't want my children growing up in these schools that are teaching these horrible socialist trends. I want more patriotic education in the schools.
You know,
no matter what topic you touch upon, women are very pro-Trump. I think he's going to win by a landslide.
I do, too, and I'm certainly hopeful. Sandra May Lee is our guest. Let's talk about women, because suburban women, we used to call them soccer moms in 2000 when they decided the Clinton, when they decided the Bush-Gore election. But when I talk to them, without knowing, you know, where they vote, I hear issues of reopening the schools. I hear I don't want my child to be indoctrinated, and I want a safe, secure environment, and I want for my family an economy so that I and my husband can provide for our children and have some comfort. All issues where Donald Trump is stronger than Joe Biden, which makes it shocking to me that we're even having the discussion.
And you could add to that list another 20 items. It's endless what this man has achieved. Look what he's achieving in the Middle East. 3 nominations for Nobel Peace Prizes. That whole part of the world has been fighting for a gazillion years. And this man is a brilliant negotiator. Now, China's a bad guy. And Biden has sold out to China. There's no question about that. No question about it. So, you know, this is really tricky, Donald Trump standing up to China. It's very brave. It's very bold. We don't have any choice. We either stand up to it or we sell out to it. We don't have a choice. This transition is not going to be easy. This terrible pandemic that they put on the world has not been easy, but it's not impossible. We're on top of it now. We'll get through it. And we've got to stand up to China. And who else is going to do that? Not Biden. He's sold out.
You know, Sandra May Lee is our guest. The book is Dear Donald, 4 More Years, More Letters from a Loving Deplorable. You know, it's interesting, isn't it? You started your conversation by asking, is he perfect? No. But, you know, when you talk about taking on China, when I think of the rough men who stand at the ready in between us and harm, when I think about the folks we have to send into Afghanistan and Iraq, Are they a little rough around the edges? Yeah, they have to be, because this is war. And I sometimes wonder, do we want a Mitt Romney? Do folks really understand the consequences of a Mitt Romney who combs his hair correctly and uses the right knife and fork, but won't stand up for our best interests? Do we really want these weak individuals in a time where strong men around the world are our enemies and willing to say so? You know, we need a guy who's a little imperfect to fight that fight, don't we?
We also need a man. You know, I'm very open-minded, and I understand the LGBTQ community, and you know, I'm very open-minded toward all of that sort of thing, but we have been in an anti-male culture, and men, black men, white men, all kinds of men, who still believe, and let's honor our men as well, in the process of giving respect to all kinds of people. We're losing respect for a man. And men in our culture are so grateful to have this kind of macho guy who really respects them, respects the police, respects the truck driver, respects the guy. It's okay to be a man. In the process of being open-minded, we've closed our mind and our hearts to the male. And it's not fair to our young boys who are being indoctrinated and made to feel guilty about their masculinity. So I think he's been very good for the male culture. And the women appreciate that too. You know, we have sons. We don't just worry about our daughters. We worry about our sons.
You're right. So and I think that much of the attack on Donald Trump is really about, and this is something he said all along, it's not him they're coming for, it's us. It's middle America. It's suburban America. It's Christian America. It's white America. It's our veterans. It's our police officers. It is sports and hunting and fishing and gun ownership and things that we hold near and dear. It is really more an attack on anyone who is unlike them, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, when you say Christian, one nation under God, whether it's Christian or Jewish or whatever religion it might be or whatever spiritual thing is in your heart, there's a spiritual component to this man. I loved it in the White House when they laid hands on him and Christians prayed for him. His heart has been changed in many, many ways. And, you know, my book, I am a Christian. I'm a born-again Christian for many, many, many years, very open to all kinds of religions, very respectful of all kinds of religions. But my book is letters. The Bible is written very often in letters. Letters are a powerful way of communicating. And I write letters to Donald Trump, one letter after another. And in the process of doing that, I've become infatuated with politics, very concerned about the different issues that are going on. These letters are my heart. I'm pouring them out. It's a positive, loving book. And it's not a scary book. It's not an angry book. It's a hopeful, spiritual book. It's a celebratory book. So I'm really happy about it and proud of it. I love this man. I love this man. I think he's doing a brilliant and brave job.
Sandra Mae Lee, you are a wonderful guest. Come back and join us anytime. The book is Dear Donald, Four More Years, More Letters from a Loving Deplorable. And the author, of course, is Sandra Mae Lee. Pick it up, read it, enjoy it. Thanks for being our guest.